Okay, then we'll get started. So we're learning about what we call din yashan or din chadash. Is it the old din, just in a different form, so to speak, or is it a brand new din that's regulated by its own regulations? And what we want to study today is a few pieces in the Mishmeres Chaim of Rav Chaim Scheinberg, because I found that this is a popular chakira in his book. I found it in three different places, but maybe there are more. We want to study the concept of Af Hein Hayu Bi Oso Hanes, which is the Machayev of women in Mikra Megillah. And in the case of Kiddush, we have Kol Sheyeshno B'Shomer, Yeshno B'Zohar. And perhaps we can talk about Truma Derabbanan, whether it's an extension of Truma D'Oraisa, it's a separate entity. Maybe we could talk a little bit about the Mishnah Lamelech as far as a woman who's a Zohan, she's already counted Zayinikim, but she hasn't gone to Mikveh yet. What's her status as far as Tuma? And perhaps we can also talk about the Nemonis of Biyodo. That's another topic we could talk about. Chometz Nukshel will be a topic. Rav Abba has a whole thing about Chatzishir, where the Chatzishir, that's on page Tezayin, is the old Iser, or it's a brand new Iser. So we'll get to all of these when we neder today. Now let's talk a little bit about Af Hein Hayu Bi Oso Hanes. The Gemara applies this in a number of different cases of mitzvos derabbanan. For example, Mikra Megillah, which is derabbanan, Dalid Kosos Beleil Pesach is derabbanan, and we apply that principle. Now, as you know, Tosus at the beginning of Masechta Megillah and Daf Dalid quotes the Bahag. The Bahag says that even though the Gemara establishes in the name of Yeshua ben Levi that Noshim Chayovas B'Mikra Megillah, nevertheless, a woman cannot be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah. And the reason is not clear. The classical explanation of the Bahag is that there are two dimensions to the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. One is the mitzvah of kriya, and in that sense women have the same obligation as men. But there may be another dimension to Mikra Megillah, and that's Pirsum HaNes. And perhaps a woman is not included in Pirsum HaNes. Another explanation might be that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah has two parts to it. It's number one, Zecher LeNes, and it's also part of the mitzvah of Amalek. And the question is whether the mitzvah of Amalek is incumbent upon women or not. Again, there are many different explanations of the Bahag. Today I want to mention to you an explanation that I heard from my Rebbe in the name of his father. And he wanted to say the following. Me'ikar ad-din, women should be exempt from Mikra Megillah because of the famous principle of what? Mitzaseh Shazman Groma. But women were included despite the Zman Groma Ptur. And the reason for that is because Af Hein Hayu Be'oso Hanes. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik wanted to know, what's the pshat? How do we define this? Is it the old chiyuv of Mikra Megillah, or is there a new chiyuv b'toras af hein hoyu b'osadnes? And he wants to suggest that the Bahag is arguing with other Rishonim about this very issue. If we define Mikra Megillah for women as the old chiyuv, the old obligation that's incumbent upon men, it's identical. The only thing is that since women are exempt from Zman Groma, we need the Af Hein Hayu Hanes to include women back into the original chiyuv. Then they share the same obligation as men, and we don't understand the Bahag. The Bahag might say the following, that the original takana, the original chiyuv, is only upon men because it's a Zman Groma which exempts women. Now there's a new reason that generates a whole brand new chiyuv, a chiyuv bifnei atzmo, a chiyuv chadash of Af Hein Hayu Boso Hanes. So that in the case of a man, he has the original takon, he's included in the original chiyuv. The Bahag might hold that women were not included in that original chiyuv because of the Ptur of Zman Groma. They're included in the chiyuv b'toras Af Hein Hayu Boso Hanes, but it's not identical to the chiyuv of men. Now, Rav Moshe's explanation, I think, is very good on a mechanical level, but it doesn't really address the question why women weren't through Af Hein Hayu Boso Hanes, why weren't they included in the original chiyuv? So you're going to have to say that the original chiyuv is a separate chiyuv in and of itself to read the Megillah, and it's time bound. Now we have an additional chiyuv to read the Megillah as a, shall we say, an expression of gratitude, or perhaps to publicize the miracle. And here, since women were very much part of Lahashmid La'arag Li'abe, therefore they have this chiyuv, but it's not the original chiyuv of Mikra, which is a separate independent chiyuv, and it's a Zman Grum.
And is it Zman Grum?
I think so, because it's generated by time. Meaning, you cannot fulfill the Mitzvah Megillah today. Now, I was wondering if perhaps the source for this Svara, or this mechanics of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, perhaps is the Bach. Bach predates Rav Moshe by about 3.5 centuries, from the same city of Brisk. And the Bach writes that with regard to the Shulchan Aruch that says women are included in the mitzvah of Kiddush, and the Gemara derives this from the Hekesh between Shamar and Zachar, Kol Sheyeshno B'Shamar, Yeshno B'Zachar, that means since women are included in Shamar's Yom HaShabbos, which is the Isur Melacha, so too they're included in Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. If not for this hekesh of Kol Sheyeshno B'Shamar Yeshno B'Zachar, women would be exempt because the mitzvahs say Shazman Groma. And the Bach wants to know, what is the nature of the chiyuv of women? Is it identical to that of men, and they're included in the original chiyuv, or is it a brand new chiyuv that emerges based on the hekesh to Shamar? And in essence, I think what the Bach is saying is that the original chiyuv, the din yashan, which is incumbent upon men, is based on the mitzvah saseh element, you know, the kedushas essay of Shabbos. Women have a chiyuv kiddush because of the mitzvah lo saseh, that basically is shamar. And therefore it's two separate chiyuvim, and the nafkamina would be whether a woman could be motzi man in kiddush. So those poskim who say that a woman could be motzi man in kiddush, they're holding that the svara of kol sheyeshno b'shamar yeshno b'zachar schleps women back into the old din, whereas the Bach is of the opinion that kol sheyeshno generates a brand new chiyuv, and the nature of that chiyuv is not identical to the old chiyuv in such a way that now he or she who is obligated in the new chiyuv is not able to be motzi he who is obligated in the old.
It's even more like piquant, because if you go Kol Sheyesh Mizrach Yesh Veshamar, that says that this particular aspect may be derived from the loss from the lav.
Right, and from the lav we include her in the essay.
For them, it's already not a Zman Grama thing because it's a lav, even for
right.
Men.
Correct.
Because a man is also a bazaar, right?
Correct. The fact that Zohar and Zman Grama doesn't have any impact on men.
Right, so Mamela, this is now something that doesn't derive from the essay.
From the essay, correct.
I don't know if that's real.
Okay, so those are two examples of this chakir of Din Yashan and Din Chadash. I wanted to show you in Rav Scheinberg a number of examples. We'll go Kiseder. We'll start on pages Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, and he's addressing a very, very strange scenario about a person whose status is Suffolk. We don't know if he's a Yisrael or he's a guy. And in such a case, we can impose upon him all the chiyuvim, the obligations, and the azharos that apply to Yisrael, bidin safek, and that would be fine. But the problem arises on Shabbos, because here we get involved in entirely disaster. Because on the one hand, how could we allow him to violate the Shabbos if he's Yisrael? On the other hand, he might be an akum, and the din is that goy sheshavas chayiv misa. So some wanted to interpret that the Rambam says the Goy Sheshavas is Chayav Misa only because he's Mechadesh Das Liatzmo. He's trying to create a new religion here. Like the, what do they call it, the Seventh-day Adventists. You know. But in this case, he's only doing it because he might be Yisrael, so therefore there's no problem of Goy Sheshavas. However, Rav Scheinberg has various diukim in which he assumes that that can't necessarily be the answer that's accepted by everyone. And therefore, he wants to find another explanation. He mentions that the Minchas Chinuch addresses this question and suggests an answer based on the halacha of Chatzishir. Meaning, what we're going to tell this Sufik Yisrael Sofeg Goy is that he should violate the Shabbos, but only violate the Shabbos with a Chatzi Shir. And here he quotes the Rashbam in Masechta Bava Basra Daf Nun Hey, that the Rashbam is of the opinion that there's no Iser Chatzi Shir on Shabbos. Meaning the Torah never, even if we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah, but on Shabbos there is no such thing as Chatzi Shir. Rashi, by the way, disagrees with this Rashbam. But based on the Rashbam, we can say the following.
That'd be great if yesterday morning was Shabbos. Right?
What we discussed yesterday.
If Shir is due to Latz Mashevas, you can't have a Mashevas.
So let's just read the Minchas
Kina. Rashbam from yesterday.
Yeah, Rashbam. So let's just read the fifth line here in number Dalin, if you see it. He says, Kosav Sham, the Minchas Kina writes, Yasa Chatzi Shir Molocha. And why is that? He says the Shiurim lo nemru libnei Noach. He quotes on Rambam that Shiurim are halacha l'moshe miSinai, and they only apply to Yisrael and not to a ben Noach. Oh, he says the following: legabi dina Yisrael. Oh, so now the question is: how could he violate a malacha? Let's say he carries from Rishus Hayochdush Sarad Machatzi Grogeris. So then, if he's a Yisrael, he's violating the famous principle of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, which we want to talk about a little bit later on today. He says, but the Rashbam is of the opinion that the principle of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah doesn't apply on Shabbos. And if it doesn't apply on Shabbos, then if he's a Yisrael, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't violated any malacha by carrying a Chatzi Grogeris. And on the other hand, as far as a guy is concerned, he's violated the Shabbos, so to speak. He's observed the Shabbos. I'm sorry, he has not violated the Shabbos. He has not observed the Shabbos. Why has he not observed the Shabbos? Why has he violated the Shabbos? Because the moment he carries, even though he's carrying a Chatzi Shir, he's violated the Shabbos. And why is that? Because you remember Allah Moshe Misina.
Rashbam would say it's not Mashevis.
Oh, okay, hang on. I think there's a logical contradiction here in his thinking. But go ahead.
You know the classic joke about this guy who has a chavrusa, and the chavrusa after a few years tells him that he's really not Jewish, so he's learning, and so yes, and so how can you observe Shabbos with us? He says, I don't
have
carrying
Shabbos,
but we have an
Arab. I don't know. Right. So Sam, I think you caught the contradiction here. He wants to say
that
he wants to say the Torah says Israel didn't violate the Shabbos because Chatzi Shir is not also on Shabbos. There's no such thing as a Chatzi Shir Malach. On the other hand, he wants to say the Torah's guy, he violated the Shabbos because Shiurim lo nemru l'bnei Noach. But that doesn't make any sense. Even if Shiurim lo nemru l'bnei Noach, but nevertheless the very definition of a Malacha is absolutely universal. It doesn't make a difference whether you're Israel or a guy. That's what the Torah defines as a Malacha. In any event, he wants to claim that even if I hold like Rashi, the Asur Min HaTorah, Rashi says in Masechta Shabbos, I think it's on Daf Ayin Dalet, that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah on Shabbos, in the case of Afia. Haimitan Mishum Dechazi Litztarufe, Vishema Yasa Shir Shalem, Vekamlo Shaykh Shiyasa Shir Shalem, Kevan Di Osa Chatzi Shir, Kedei Linotzel Besofek, Ubevade Lo Yasa Shir Shalem. He says, since he's deliberate about avoiding a Shir Sholem, we don't have any suspicion that maybe he'll complete this year. That itself is very difficult. In any event, that's...
It's not like Chassel of Truf as a Gzeir or something.
Correct. Right? And that's not the Pshat and Chassel of Truf. So anyway, that's the Minchas Chinuch, and then there's the other answer that we gave based on the Rambam, that he's not being Mechadesh and Nudas, and so forth and so on. So Rav Scheinberg himself, on Lamed Zayin, in the paragraph of Hine, wants to answer this question and resolve this very strange scenario of a Sofek Yisrael, Sofek Goy, as far as Shabbos is concerned, based on a Chakira about the principle of Sofek Do'oraisa L'chumra. He mentions, by the way, that the Rajba is of the opinion that Sofek Do'oraisa L'chumra is itself Do'oraisa. And that's the very famous first Shev Shmaitita about the machlok between the Rashba and the Rambam, the Rambam about this. But let's go according to the Rashba. He says, Yesh Lachkar, how do you define this din of Sofek Do'oraisa L'chum? He says, one definition is to say that the halacha requires you to be noeg isur, right, to be machmir here. Why? Because of the original isur that might apply over here. Again, he's in a suffix situation. He says there's another way of defining suffix doraisa l'chumra, that basically the Torah itself would be matir in the case of suffix, but the Torah added or generated a brand new isur, he calls it a din chadash, of suffix doraisa l'chumra. Take a look, he says, Talia im suffix doraisa l'chumra din chadash, binosafla mitzvah, or binosafla isur, in other words, it's part of the old mitzvah. Okay, so that's his chakira. How does this weave into our scenario, our quandary about the Safek Yisrael Safek guy? And he says the following. He says that the Chiddush, if you assume that Safek Doraisa L'Chumra generates a brand new din, then he suggests that that new din is only applicable to Yisrael and not to a guy. And he says the following: the im nomer gili milsa chelik mi din hamitzvah lachush lechumra is then lo mistaber lechalik ben guy liYisrael. If Safek Doraisa L'Chumra, that principle is nothing more than a Gili Milsa, that we have to be Choshesh for that Safek L'Chumra, then that should apply to a Goy as well as to Yisrael. Why should we be Machalik between the mitzvah of a Goy and the mitzvah of Yisrael? So a Goy would also have to be Machmir. And therefore, the Goy is in a quandary here, because if he violate, if he observes the Shabbos and doesn't violate the Shabbos, then he's a Goy Sheshavas. Aval im nomar the sfeika doraisa l'chumra hu din chadash. This is the last two lines in the paragraph of Hine. No safla mitzvah. No, it's the mitzvah itself is gone, because the Rambam is right, and even the Rashba would agree to the Rambam that in suffix the Torah was not mechayev you in the mitzvah. Is then if it's a new din, nuchal shapir lomar the din chadash zen is chad shagak b'Yisrael v'lo begoy. Now at this point, Rav Scheinberg becomes very technical, mechanical almost. He doesn't explain why this new din was not formulated with regard to a guy. But perhaps the answer to that question is because in the case of Mamzer, the halacha is Mamzer Vaday Yosser Achman Velo Mamzer Safek. And the Rashba understood that that is a separate din as a Yotzek Min HaKlal, because of the Gzeiras HaKosov of Mamzer Vadai, that teaches me about the Klal. It reveals that as a general rule, Safek is Lahachmir. And if we would have applied the principle of Safek Lahachmir to the case of Mamzer, then Safek Mamzer would have been Asur. The Torah was Machadish that Mamzer is the Yotzei Mina Klal, and there Safek is Lekula. So since this derivation of Safek Lahachmir is not based on Svara, but rather it's inherent in this Yalfusa of Safek Mamzer, of Mamzer Vadai Velo Mamzer Safek, therefore that's a Chiddush that the Torah is Mechadish. And there's no reason to, you know, to throw that back into the pot as far as Bnei Noach is concerned. As Bnei Noach have their laws. If you're deriving something from Svara, that mitzad Safek, the logic is that we have to worry about the tzad l'chumro, or worry about the mitzvah, then that should apply to the guy vis-a-vis his mitzvahs and his isurim. But if you're saying it's a brand new chiddush, a new halachic principle, a new isur that's derived from Gzeiras HaKosuv, from Yalfusa, then anything we derive from Gzeiras HaKosuv is only as far as Yisrael is concerned. We don't have a pasuk for Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noah. In any event, I thought this was fascinating, because the idea that Safek Doraisa L'Chumra, according to the Rashba, might be a new din with its own rules and regulations, meaning that it would apply only to Yisrael and not to a guy, I found that very intriguing. Now let's fast forward to page Mem Dalid. I think you have a copy of that. And here we get into the sugya of Ovis and Toldos. This is at the bottom of your page on Mem Dalid. You have it? Now there was another little piece going on to Mem. Hey, I'll say that over Baal Peh, but of course the bulk of it is right here on your page. He asks the following question. We know that if a person violates Shabbos, let's take the case of Mezu, and he does a malacha, he's chayav skila. And that halacha applies both for avos malachos and for toldos. So he says the following. There's no explicit azhara for toldos. Toldos is something that we derive logically, that's called min adin. And the principle is that ein mazhir min adin. We find in many cases, for example, the Torah says that a person is not allowed to have a relationship with a half-sister, whether it's his maternal half-sister, his paternal half-sister, and the Gemara says that logically we would not know that he's not allowed to have a relationship with his full sister, even though there's a logic to say, well, if the Torah prohibited incest with a half-sister, how much more so with a full sister? So the Gemara says, no, we need a special pasuk for a full sister who's both your maternal and paternal. And why? Because we cannot derive Isurim from logic. Aim as herein bin adin. And this is sugya in Yevamos. There's also a similar sugya in Marcus. So the question now becomes, since Tolos is derived bin adin, it's logically a derivation, then how could we upset, how could we aggravate the principle of aim as herein bin adin? How could we punish a person who violates a tol? So he answers here that there's a chakira, how to define, how to understand the tol. Is a toldo a brand new isur? He calls it din chadash. Or no, the toldo is just another form of violating the av. Vatoldo nichleles bi'av malach. It's not a new din, but it's rather a gili milsa that the toldo is included in the av. And he says an afkamina would be whether we can punish someone when we derive a tolda from an av. If we logically derive a tolda from an av as a din chadash, then since it's not in the Torah, then there's no azhar in the Torah, ain't no ein masir min adin. But if on the other hand the tolda doesn't emerge as a new isur, a new din malacha, but rather it's included, it's a gili milsa that's included in the original av, then since the av has its azhara, that azhara incorporates anything that's included in the av. And that's what he says at the end here, lo din chadash, that according to the second definition, the told is not a new din, shel malacha chadasha, and therefore it's not included in the principle of ein mazhirin min adin. He tells you to look in a Gemara in Yevamos on daf samaches on the days gili milsa bi'almahu, that sometimes the Gemara establishes a principle that you can punish someone if we have a gili milsa, if it's not derived from a din, but it's only a gili milsa. And finally, on Daf Nun Vav, if you could fast forward, he has a discussion here again about Din Yashan and Din Chadash. And that's the Gemara in Psachim. Now, we have a very, very strange question of the Achiezer, who quotes an earlier posek called the Marim Monins, or Monins. What's going on over here? Really, logically, according to the laws of the Torah, the regulations of the Torah, there's no justification for the Avera of Bal Hira Bal Yimotze. Why? Because Chametz is Asur B'Anor, and the halacha is that Isuri HaNor don't have Bailus. You can't own Isuri HaNor. So how can the Torah tell me on the one hand that Chametz is Asur B'Anor, and on the other hand, the Torah says that you violate Bal Hira Bal Yimotze because you own Chametz, when legally, according to the laws of the Torah, you don't own the Chametz? So this question was raised, let's say, 1700 years ago by Rebbe Lazar, and he says, Shnei dvarim einim b'shusa shalom, v'asan ha'kosav ki'u heim b'shusa. Meaning, in fact, the ownership over chametz is fictitious. It really doesn't exist. There is no ownership over chametz, because it's Yisuri Anah. But the Torah puts it back into Yerushus in order to violate Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. I heard once from my Rebbe, Rav Salvech used to say that it means that there's no shame mamon here. No, in Didi mamon is in Chol Shemish, but you don't own it, but there's a new ownership in Orachayim, only as far as Hilchas Chametz are concerned. Comes along the Marim Mintz, and he asks the following question. We know that the Rabbanan prohibited Chametz 1 hour before the Torah prohibited Chametz. That's called Shashishis. And if that be the case, then since chametz is already osur ba'ana, albeit midrabbanan, b'shas shishis, at that point, you don't own the chametz. And if so, then how could you violate Balyuro Bayimotze? Heich yitochen, this is on line 5. Heich yitochen sheyavar b'isur Balyuro Bayimotze. Ha b'shas shishis osur ba'ana midrabbanan. Umemela eino b'rshuso. V'isur d'rabbanan zu, lo asasa ha-Torah b'rshuso v'lo yavar b'balyiro. In other words, the Torah tells us that when there is chametz, then it's considered yours, even though technically, as we said before, it's not yours. But in the case of the sixth hour, it's not chametz. You're allowed to eat chametz in the sixth hour. You get the chametz in the sixth hour on a Doraisa level is exactly the same as chametz the whole year round. So if that be the case, there's no mechanics here of Asan HaKosav Kiluhem Bershusa, because that Asan HaKosav only applies to Chametz, and now it's not Chametz, because the Isur Chametz only emerges an hour later. If that be the case, then in the absence of Asan HaKosav Kiluhem Bershusa, you don't own the Chametz. Since Chametz in the sixth hour is Osir Bano, it's not yours. If it's not yours, then how can you violate Bal Yerah Bal Yimotze? Now again, the premise here is that an hour later, the Torah doesn't put it back into your Yerushus. Once it was out of your Yerushus, you never made a kinyan on it, so to speak. When does the Torah say, so that's when you have chametz and you own it, and it becomes also by Noah in the middle of the day on your Dalid, then the Torah says, it's yours. But here, after the sixth hour, it's already been removed from your rishus before the sixth hour, and then we don't apply the principle of asa na kosav kilehim rishus. Vinire, in the last paragraph, he wants to raise the following chakira. What's the status of chametz in the sixth hour of midrabbanan? Is it the old Iser chametz, just that it starts an hour earlier, and it's only derabbanan, or is it a brand new entity, a brand new Iser? Nira lomar the Iser derabbanan shel shos, that this sixth hour, which is derabbanan, ain't no Iser chadash. It's not a brand new category that's separated from the doraisa. Ela chachamim ikdimu ha Iser hanah l'shashishis. That very same Iser HaNoah, which emerges mid HaTorah at the end of the sixth hour, emerges mid Rabbanah at the beginning of the sixth hour. And therefore, if that's the same identical Iser HaNoah as the Iser HaNoah Doraisa of Chametz B'Soshesh, then Asan HaKosuv Kiyu Hem Vershuso, then now we can activate the principle that just like the Torah puts it back into your shoes, in this case, the Chachamim are going to put it back into your shoes. The Asu Chachamim Isuram Shel Shos, the Kevan de Isuram Hemshech L'Isudoraisa, the Hechrek Shiyolahem Oso Adin. So they gave the identical dinim that applied to Chametz Doraisa to Chametz Bishos in the sixth hour. And just like one of the dinim of Chametz Doraisa is that despite the fact that it's Osir Banah, nevertheless it's Ki'ilu Lein Bershu. So the Rabbanan applied the same rule to Chametz the Rabbanan in Shashishis and it's Ki'ilu Lein Bershu.
The logic is not mukhaf, because even if it's a new thing,
They
still can make it Ki'ilu. If they have to make it Ki'ilu anyway, either they build it into their new takana, so to speak, or they say, no, it's a new Isser, but we're going to make it, Ki'ilu. No?
Well, I think and it is compelling. He's saying that if it's a new Isser, it's really not Chametz.
But they have the right, right? If they have the right, because they're not piggybacking on the Torah together. It's not going to be Bershusay Midaraisa, right? According to the first Tzad.
Right, for sure it's not Kilu Bershusa Doraisa in the sixth hour.
Right, so then if you need the Chachamim to do it, so to speak, what difference does it make?
Right, so he's saying that if the Rabbanan are going to do it, if it's Chametz.
It's more elegant, the first way.
Right, in other words, the Rabbanan will apply the rules that apply Doraisa to Chametz. It's very unique halacha that it's as if it's yours, if they're extending Chametz, but if they're creating a brand new Issa.
Probably wouldn't. But then you can't have an Issa.
Like I would ask you the following. Supposing I had Chametz that was Well, I don't know how you'd find this case that was, let's see, can't be oral, can't be Klai Kerem. What would be a case of Chometz that's Osir Bano? If it's Chadash, it's Mutar Bano. What would be a case? Let's take the following case. Yeah, I don't know if you can, if you can make Chometz into Bas V'Chom, but let's take the following case. Let's say that he accepts upon himself a neder on a piece of Chometz. And that neder includes not just an Isra Achila, but an Isra Anah. In that case, he's machkir his bailus b'toras Isra Anah. Would you say, therefore, that Asan HaKosu Kilam Vashus of its Chometz? The answer is no. Because Hafkas Rashus is not b'toras Chometz, it's b'toras Isra Neder. Okay, those are the three pieces that I wanted to show you in the Mishmer Sakai. Now, before we go to Rav Adler, I wanted to make a few points here. Number one, there's something called Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri. Okay? Now, the halach of Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri is a little bit iffy, or shall I say, restricted. For example, Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri does not apply to a cheskas isur. In other words, if the Eid Echad is testifying against the cheskas isur, then the Torah did not give him ne'amonus. Oh, another restriction to Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri is a tosus in Erevin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph that psulei edus are not believed b'Isuri. Interesting. So Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri, according to that day in tosus, does not apply to Noshim, does not apply to Ketanim, does not apply to Avadim, Cherishot V'Kot, and all the above. Oh. But now, the Gemara here in Gittin, on Daf Beis Amid Beis, has another category, and that's called Biyado. Meaning, let's say, for example, according to Tosin Erevin, how's a woman believed to say that she went to Mikvah? That's the case of Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri. So the answer is biyado. That since it's not, well, let's say for example, I testify that I was mafresh trumas or maestros from this tevel, and that's against the cheskas isur. So Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri shouldn't work. The answer is biyado. Now, Tosvis here on Daf Beis Amid Beis, on the famous Gemara of Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri, quotes Rashi and he argues with Rashi. Pirish Bekuntris. How do we know that Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri? Shrei Hemina Torah Kol Echad V'Echad Al Afroshas Truma V'Al Ashchita V'Al Nikar Agid Zoktaisus Lo Hayelo Lahazkir Afroshas Truma U'Shchita Debahanu. In these cases, Neman Afal Gav Dischazik Isura. Here he's believed not me din Eid Echad B'Isuri. Rashi made a mistake in quoting these scenarios, these cases, as examples of Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri. No, this doesn't prove Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri. Mishum here Neman Mishum de Biyado Lesaknam. So Rav Salveitchik wanted to raise the following chakira. What is Biyado Lesaknam? Yesh Lachkar, this Neman is called Biyado. How does it operate? Is it midin Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri, or is it a brand new din of Nemanis of Biyado? And he wanted to suggest that that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands that Biyado is just another example of Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri. The Biyado solves the problem of the collision against a Cheskas Isur. In other words, that Cheskas Isur is very flimsy. It's not strong, it's weak because it's biyado. You tell me there's a cheskas isur tevel, but he can just simply be mafrish. There's a cheskas behema bechaya b'isur omenis, but all he has to do is shecht it, and he has the chalif, the knife is in his hand. That's not... But although it removes cheskas isur, we go back to the original nemonus of Eid Echad Neman B'Isuri. Tosis understood, says Rav Salveitchik, that no, Nemanis of Biyado is a brand new category. It's not the old din of Nemanis Eid Echad, it's a brand new din. And based on this, he wanted to suggest that If Nemonis of Biyodo, according to Tosfos, is a brand new category, then it may be interesting nafgaminis. For example, Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Dibra Maskel Himnu, says that when a person has the Nemonis of Biyodo, we don't believe him im yesh tircha yisera bedavar. And therefore Tosfos suggests that in the case of Bidikas Chametz, the principle of Biyodo would not operate. So again, as far as Eidech and Bisurin is concerned, maybe it's against the Cheskas Isur, because until the Bidika is established, the bias is a bias Sheish Bo Chametz. Ella, what? We're going to have to introduce a new category of Biyodo. So take, for example, a woman who might be excluded, according to Tosfos in Erevin, under the law of Eidech and Bisurin, or even a man who might be excluded under the law of Cheskas Isur. Nevertheless, we could believe them midin biyado, because he or she could implement the bedika, so it's biyado. So Tosfos, that's not called biyado. Why isn't it called biyado? Because it's a tirchi yisera. So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say that this is Tosfos l'shitaso, because Tosfos here in Gittin understood that biyado is a brand new category. It gives you nemonis not b'toras eidech and b'surin, but b'toras biyado, and therefore it's governed by certain rules and regulations and limitations that don't apply to eidech and b'surin. Says the Rav, we never found anywhere that eidech and b'surin is suspended because of tirchi yisera. You have nemonis, then you have nemonis even in the case of Tirchi Yisera. The halach of Tirchi Yisera is meaningful as far as this new category called the nemonis of Biyado. But Rashi l'shitaso, that Biyado is only an extension, it's the old din of nemonis of Eidech and Mevisurin, then the svara of Tircha is not operative.
As a converse, would Biyado then not work for a woman because she's a pasul leivus?
If you hold that Biyado is just an extension of Eidech and Bisurin, correct? So then we have to ask the question, so why is a woman Neman Bisurin? And then Tosfos and Erevin says Beferish that a woman is Pasul B'Toras Nemanis Bisurin. So you're going to have to add Biyado. That makes sense if Biyado is a new category, if it's an Nemanis Chadasha. But so I would say that according to Rashi, that since Biyado is an extension of the Nemanis of Eidech and Bisurin, Rashi is committed to the position, therefore, that Eidech and Bisurin applies even to Psulim. That's what you were saying, Sam. I'm just saying it the other way. Meaning, you can't have your cake and eat it here. You can't accept Rashi's definition of Nemanis as an extension of Eidech and Rashi's definition of Nemanis of Biyodo as an extension of Eidech and Bisurin, at the same time accept the Shita Tosfos in Erevin that Psulim are excluded from the Nemanis of Eidech and Bisurin, because if that were the case, a woman would never be believed in Isurin, even if it's Biyodo, because it's basically a repeat performance of Eidech and Bisurin. It must be that Rashi's of the opinion that Eidech and Bisurin applies even to Psulim, which means that Eidus Lechud and Nemanis Lechud, which is itself a mafteach that we have to somewhere classify in our study.
I'm sorry, technical question. How is the shechita biyado if the animal is dead already?
No. We're talking about a case where he's testifying that he shechted the animal.
Right, but it's not biyado anymore.
I guess biyado works even l'mafreya.
That
it was biyado, right. But same thing in our first shuma, I can tell you that I was mafreya shuma because...
That
you could do now. Right, that's true. He could be mafresh now, but I don't think that's what it means. Okay. I think biyado means that he's believed to say
something
he was mafresh because he could have done it. Right, but that's an interesting word, baila, because I think if you hold like Tosfos that Rashi was overstepping his bounds by quoting these cases of shechita and afreshes truma because there's a new category called biyado, it's takabailus. Bailus means I have bailum over the maisa, so therefore I can testify on that mice.
Agency is the English word.
Okay, agency, good. Okay, that I thought was very interesting. And Bli Neder, if we want to see this inside, it's in Rav Shechter's notes on the Shiurim of Psachim on page 19, which I don't have, but maybe one day we'll find it. Now, I wanted to share with you a mind-boggling revolution of the Mishnah Lamelech. You know, the Mishnah Lamelech lived about 400 years ago. His name was Roznas. He was a Turkish Jew. And in Isurei Bia Perek Tes Halacha Chaf Tes, he has a revolution of sorts. In Hilchas Nida, specifically in Hilchas Zava, a woman who's a Zava, I'm talking about a Zava Gedola, has to count Zion Nikim, and then she can go to Mikvah. So the Mishnah Melech says, it's a mind-boggling chiddush with tremendous repercussions, that once she counts Zion Nikim, then her original tumah is gone. And the Torah was mechadish and exeris hakosa that she needs tvila. In other words, her status is changed. Like, for example, one of the nafkaminas of the Mishnah Melech is what's called tliya. Are you familiar with tliya? It, the case is where a woman lent a garment to another woman, then she gets it back, and after she wears it, the original owner, she finds a stain on it. So tliya means that she could point to the woman who borrowed it and say that it's attributed the stain to her. Correct? So that's called tliya. So the Mishnah Melech is machadish that tliya only works if the first woman is already, well, wait, this is before the Mishnah Melech, just one second. That if the first woman is already tmeya, right? So again, I'm sorry, there's a lot of the sugya nida is on daf samach, so the Gemara wants to know, how can you be toler on this woman? Right, the one who borrowed the garment. I mean, logically, this, to the same extent that the stain was hers, it might have been yours, right? You follow me? Oh, okay, this I don't know. So the Gemara says that the reason for tliya is because the first woman is already mikul kelis. She's already tmeya. So the Mishnah Melech wants to suggest the following, that when is there a possibility of tliya? That's before she counted Zion Nikim, the borrower, the Shoelis, right? So if she hasn't yet counted Zion Nikim, then if you tell her that this stain is hers, then you're not adding to her tumah, because she's still in a state of tumah. Says the Mishnah Melech, but if she counted Zion Nikim, even though she hasn't gone to mikveh yet, and she's Asura Labaila, nevertheless, you're being mechadish a new tumah through this kesem, because the old tumah of Ziva is completely gone. So I thought this would be an interesting example of a din yashan, din chadash. Is the tumah that she has now before she goes to mikveh the old tumah, or is it a new tumah? And
or you can say that in the first case you have two, and then later on after the Zion Nikim are over you have one. Not that it's a new one. No, whatever is now existed then too. The way I conceptualize call it is whatever it is, hard tumor, soft tumor, right? So in the beginning they were all there.
Right.
And at the end it could be that one is there and one is not, but not that it's new.
Well, again, I'm not sure if I understand you. The Mishnah Melech's point is that that tomb is gone. That tomb is gone. And if that tomb is gone, then all of it.
But you can do the Mishnah Melech even if it's not gone, just if there's two and one is gone. And therefore you can't be Mechadish. I'm splitting hairs here, but
no. But again, when you say 201, the halacha is that let's say she hasn't completed Zion Nikim,
right?
So then everybody agrees that you can work. So shouldn't we use your logic that it's two as opposed to one? Meaning,
you know, no, because you can't.
If we assume
you can't be tell afterwards because you're attributing an additional one that's not there, but not that this one is new.
But again, if it was during her Zion Nikim,
right,
then Kuliyama Lo Pligi, that's explicit in the sugya, yes, that you can,
yes,
be told.
Yes, but after the
why is that so? Because if I understood correctly, because
I'm not adding anything.
I'm not adding anything because she's tmeya, and now you're giving me another reason why she's tmeya. There are many different reasons why she's tmeya, but ultimately she's tmeya. The chiddush of the Mishnah Melech is that after Zion Nikim, she's no longer tmeya, even though she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. I'll give you another example.
Okay.
Let me see if I can give you another example. There's a machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rosh in the following case. Let's say a woman counts Zion Nikim, and then instead of going to mikveh after the Zion Nikim, she delayed, for whatever reason, and on Yom Ches, she saw Dam. So the Rambam says she has to start Zayin Nikiyim all over again. And the Rosh says no. She's a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom.
Right.
So comes along the Mishnah Melech and he says, why? Once she finished her sphere of Zayin Nikiyim, that tomb is gone. She's no longer Zava. Now if she sees Dam, she becomes a Zava Ketana and she only needs one day. She doesn't need 7 days. That's the same logic, you know. To me. Now, Rabbosai, we had a chiddush of Reb Chaim which I can't find, and I'm still looking for it. But Reb Chaim wanted to suggest that in certain cases where he contracted two different tumors, then the tefillah is metayrim for one tumor but not for the other. I don't have that right now accessible to me. I'm still hoping that we'll find it. It wasn't that many months ago, and I think we printed it out.
It's not a month.
The problem is that we don't keep the archive, so we're totally dependent on Yechiel's computer. And if he's not around, we're in trouble. Okay, here I think Rav Adler, in his analysis of Chatzi Shir, has another beautiful example of Din Yashan or Din Chadash. And he says that there are two explanations for Chatzi Shir in Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara at the end of Yuma offers one explanation that's based on a pasuk. It says, Kol Chelev, L'Rabos Chatzi Shir. And the Gemara gives a second explanation that it's a Svara and it's not a pasuk, it's Chazi L'Tzarufe. That each part of a Kezayis can be Mitztarif to another part of Kezayis, one morsel to another. Now it could very well be that the two opinions or interpretations of Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about this very fundamental question. What is the status of the Isur of Chatzi Shir? Is it the old Isur that's called Chazil Tztarufe, or is it a brand new Isur that's derived from a pasuk called Chelev? Meaning, is it that every morsel of the Kezayis is an Isur of Nevela, let's say, or Chelev that generates an Isur Achila? Then it's the old Isur. Or shall we say no? Forget about Chazil Tztarufe. Chazil Tztarufe doesn't apply because Chazil Tztarufe cannot change the quality of his action, of his achila. The quality of his action was that he ate a half a shear. And you can never change that. And the Torah says, Ein achila pachas mikizayis. But the din of Chatzi Shir might be a brand new Isur which the Torah created, which is derived from the pasuk called Chelev. The first nafkamina be, can we be mitzarev Chatzi Shir from one Isur to another Chatzi Shir from a different Isur? If it's the old din, then each Chatzi Shir belongs to the old Isur, and you can't be mitzarev nevela with chadash or whatever Isur you have. But if it's a new din of Chatzi Shir, then it could be it's one general din, and we can be mitzarev for Chatzi Shir from one Isur to a Chatzi Shir with another Isur. But he says that there's a much more, shall we say, fundamental nafkamina here to this question about whether Chatzi Shir is the old Isur or a new Isur. We have a principle in halacha called Ein Shvua Chal Al Shvua. And therefore, if a person takes a Shvua that he won't eat Nevela, that Shvua is not valid because he's Mushba Vi Omid Mi'ar Sinai. And ain't shvua chal al shvua. What happens if he takes a shvua that he won't eat a half a kezayis of nevela? Is he mushba viomed on a half a kezayis? Now Rabbi Yochanan says chatzi shir osim in a Torah. If chatzi shir is osim in a Torah, then l'chora we should say that mushba viomed bar Sinai. How could he take a shvua on a chatzi shir? It's already osim in a Torah. And yet the Gemara presents the logical argument that on a Chatzi Shir the Shvur would be Chal, and we don't apply the principle of Mushba V'Yomid even according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the suggestion is, and I'm not sure right now who says it, that it really depends upon this Chakira of Din Yashan and Din Chadash. Meaning, if it's a Din Yashan, then Enoch Inami Mushba V'Yomid Mi'ar Sinai. Because when the Torah prohibited Nevela, lo sokol called Nevela, it included Chatzi Shir, because Chatzi Shir is also Nevela. It's the old Isur. And therefore he's Mushba V'Yomid. When he takes a Shvu on a Chatzi Shir, he hasn't been Mechadish any new Isur. But if, on the other hand, we say that Chatzishir is a new Iser derived from Kol Chelev, then Mushpa V'yom Mi'arsinai only applies to the 613. It only applies to Nevela. It doesn't apply to this brand new Iser, which is derived from a separate Ribui of Kol Chelev.
Understood for sure that the
Mishpah
only applies to 613.
I think that's the way we have to understand the sugya.
Yeah, that may not be the way out, but it's not intuitive,
right?
Right? I assume the shvua that he got is an halacha
l'mashem. Correct, but the shvua has to be chal on a certain iser, you know, and if the Torah prohibited that iser, then you could say he's Mushpa V'yom. But if this is not a specific Iser, it's some sort of general Iser, then what's the problem in being Mechadish and Iser Shvua here, you know? I have a footnote here on the bottom. You have Yud Zayin?
I have Tazayin and Yud Zayin, yes.
Oh, so on the bottom of Yud Zayin, I wrote the following. Again, I'm not saying that what I wrote is... I don't know, I'm just trying. Mi'alfusa delo ye ochel lamadnu shehanishpa shelo lechol kol shehu shel chametz lo chala shvua. Ah, interesting. With regard to kol isurei Torah, chatzishir might be a brand new isur, and therefore we would not apply the principle of mushpa v'yom emer sina. But there is one isur where certainly chatzishir is the old isur, and that's chametz. A chatzishir of chametz is unique. Why? Because the Gemara Pesachim derives a half a kezayis of chametz legabi Yisra achilu from the pasuk lo ye ochel. And if that be the case, if a person takes a shvua not to eat a chatzishir of chametz, then lo chal shvua. Why? Because ein shvua chal al shvua. Even if I assume that in all Yisurei Torah, if he takes a shvua not to eat a kol shehu, for example, a half exercise in the veil, then the shvua is chal, and there is no ein shvua chal al shvua because chatzishir is some sort of a general isur. But in the case of chatzishir chametz, it is the old isur chametz that's derived from lo yeachel, which expands and extends the circle of chametz to include even chatzishir, and therefore the principle of mushpa v'yomed would apply. Now, Rav Adler has a very interesting nafkamina here to these two definitions of chatzishir. And that you'll see here on Yud Zayin, Os Beis. The Gemara in Yuma says the following, that if a person is sick on Yom Kippur and he has to eat, then that's called Misha Chazo Bulmus, is Machil no Soa Kal Kal. If you have two Isurim, then feed him the light Isur. For example, Tevel is a Chiv Misa, but Nevela is only an Isur Lav. So feed him the Nevela rather than the Tevel. So the Ramban, in his commentary on Masech de Yuma, quotes a Gemara in Krisus. And the Gemara says, he tiru la leubra. So you're talking about a pregnant woman and she has to eat on Yom Kippur. Lechol pochos pochos mikishir mipnei asakon. So the Gemara says, Vakshinon, I don't understand, mipnei asakon afilu tuva nami liskol. Now, she can eat as much as she wants. Omar of Papa Hachiktoni, he tirlo li ubro lechol pochos pochos mikishir. What did Rav Papa tell me? Klomar, afilu tzricha l'shir. Even if she needs a full shir, machilinos apochos pochos kedei shelo yitztarif kizayis b'teachilus pras. V'nireh she'af b'chola osin ken kedei lahakel all of me isur kareis sumakis l'isur bilchut. V'im tishal im ken loma om machilinos akal kal. Tevel utruma machilu so truma v'lo b'shneim ein b'hem ali iser bi'alma v'afilu hocha kevin de b'shiurim chamurim ze mizeli onshim af b'pochs mishir chumash shal ze yosim chumash shal ze. So this is the first answer of the Ramban, and the Ramban is saying that if you feed the person a chatzi shir of an iser kal, then that's called kal kal tchila. Nira de lefi tirtz rishon baramban borer the shem iser al shir sholem yeshnami shem iser al chatzi shir v'lachein afilu al chatzi shir nemar adin temachilin oso kal kal. So Ramban wants to suggest that when you're feeding, there are two rules over here that are very similar and parallel to each other with regard to feeding a chola who has to eat. One rule is give him the lesser iser, and the other rule is give him half a shear. And the Ramban wants to overlap, wants to combine the two in his first teretz. And he wants to say that let's give him a chatzi shear of an iser kal. So if Adler wants to be medayik from this Ramban, that the chatzi shir has the same identical status as the shir sholem, because otherwise, why is it called kal kal? Are you following me? Inami, the Ramban gives the second answer. Hasam kshamdu l'kishir v'hu tzarech lo b'chdei tziruf. So if you turn to Daf Yud Ches, he says... he says that now, according to the second, what forced the Ramban to give a second answer? We haven't understood yet the second answer, but he says, Me'achash al chatzi shir nevela yeshem iser lav, al chatzi shir chelev yeshem iser kares, machinak. That's according to the first answer, correct? So in other words, you gain on both ends. You give him a chatzi shir, but you give him the vela rather than a chatzi shir of chelev, because not only are you reducing the severity of the iser by lowering it to a chatzi shir, but also you're giving him an iser lav rather than an iser karis. Why does the Ramban need the second answer? Because apparently the shame iser chatzi shir hu iser atzma'i. I called it an iser chadash. He doesn't use that term here. Elsewhere, I think he does use the word iser chadash. Anyway, so it's not part of the original iser. It's not an extension. And therefore, he says shove b'chol mikra. Doesn't matter whether you give him a chatzi shir of chelev or a chatzi shir of nevela, it's always going to be the same severity of the iser, because you don't pick up the severity of the original, of the old iser. Lachem, in the Ramban's second answer, hukhuku lefarish da din de machilin oso kal kal eno ela kishe amdu l'shir sholeh. In other words, that in order to save his life, he has to eat a full shir, and then we machilin oso kal kal. But if we don't have to feed him a full shear, then we would feed him a chatzi shear, and it wouldn't make any difference whether it's kal or it's chomer, because there's no difference between avela and chelev as far as chatzi shear is concerned. Well, then I see here in the balance of the article he speaks about shvua. Maybe he says what we said before. Now, the only last thing that I wanted to add here is the question about chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha is asur ba'achila min haTorah, but it does not have an iser karis. It's mutar ba'hanah min haTorah, but it's asur ba'hanah min rabbanan. So I wanted to suggest perhaps the following chakira. What is the nature of the Iser Chametz Nuksha? Is it an Iser Chametz? Just that this type of Chametz has kulas, meaning that you're not Chayev Kares, you're not Osubano. Or shall we say that this is an Iser Chadash Bifnei Atzmo? It's a brand new Iser. And it's completely removed from the Klal of Chametz because it's Nuksha. It's not something that you would normally eat. And the proof for the second side that it's a brand new Iser is the fact that we find new regulations. There's no Chiv Kares, there's no Iser Hanah. So I wanted to suggest that maybe that's the machlokes about Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. Is there Bal Yira Bal Yimotze on Chametz Nuksha? Because if I define chametz nuksha as chametz, then we could logically add the Iser Balyro Bayimatsi into the picture. But if it's a brand new Iser, how do I know that Balyro Bayimatsi applies to Chametz Nuksha? Then I wanted to ask a different question. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita at the beginning of the second parak is that there's an Iser Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh even on Erev Pesach. Misha Shishas V'Elech. Does that apply to Chametz Nuksha? So again, as far as Chametz Misha Shishas is concerned, so if you recall, we discussed in the Mishmaris Chaim that Chametz Bishar Shishis is Asur Ma'anah, and therefore we want to know if we apply the principle of Asan HaKosim Kilehim B'Shusa. That's because Chametz Bishar Shishis is not a new Iser, but it's rather the old Iser. And therefore the Shem Chametz emerges Mirabanan Bishar Shishis, but in the case of Chametz Nuksha, with the Torah itself organized new dinim, and the regulations that apply to Chametz don't apply to Chametz Nuksha. It could be that Chametz Nuksha is a brand new category, and therefore there would not be Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh, and the din of Erev Pesach might not be Chal with regard to Chametz Nuksha. Now, I don't know if you caught this, but yesterday I mentioned Chulin Shenishkatu Ba'Zara. According to Rav Shimon, there is no Iser Torah on Chulin Shenishkatu Ba'Zara. It's only an Iser Drabana. And we said that if a person would be Makadish and Isha with Chulin Shenishkatu Ba'Zara, according to Rav Shimon, she would be Mekudeshas. Even though the Gemara says that if you're Makadish and Isha with Chametz Liachar Shah B'Shah Shishis, ain't a Mekudeshas, ain't Choshin LeKedushin. So perhaps we could say the following, that in the case of Shah Shishis, it's an Iser Chametz. And if it's the old Iser Chametz, then there's no Kiddushin through Chametz. But in the case of Chulin Shenishkatu Ba'Zara, where the Rabbanan are creating a brand new Isur, then in this case, there's no reason to be Mafkiya the Kiddushin. It's not an old, it doesn't have the status of an old Isur. In any event, I wrote a note to myself here to look at Tosus and Kedushin Daf Nun Ches Omer Aleph. Maybe we'll get a chance to do that. But truth be told, at this point, I would like to perhaps add a little bit more to Kiru Birur that we discussed last week, and maybe go on to a slightly different version or formulation called Birur and Hanhaga, which is also, I think, Hanhaga is kind of like Birur and Kiru Ludov, because it's a halachic Kiru Ludov. Okay, that we'll see. As far as tomorrow's